out and talk with Jessie Weiser. She's a WILS reporter, and she covered yesterday's Lansing City Council meeting and the Lansing School District Board of Education meeting. Good morning, Jessie. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, first, let's start with the Lansing City Council meeting that was held yesterday afternoon. Tell us what you saw and what you heard.
Yep. Yesterday afternoon at the Lansing City Council meeting, there was a ballot proposal that was posed in front of the board to sell the Waverly Golf Course that is right now it's closed. But this is the fourth time it's gone in front of the board. And generally, the board wasn't against it. It was just that the timing was a little off. The board, I spoke with Derek Quinney after the meeting, and he said that he wasn't against it in the past. It was just the timing was a little off because they wanted it to be put in front of the voters when there would be a lot of voters that would come out. The first couple times when they put it on, they were going to have a special election, and I got the impression that there's not as many voters that come out to those special elections. They're going to come out to the primaries when there's a lot of other stuff to vote on. So there's a ballot proposal put in front of the board, and it was passed, and so voters are going to be able to decide if they want to sell the Waverly Golf Course and the Michigan Avenue Park. The Waverly Golf Course is big. It's 120 acres. It's a large piece of property, so that'll be a big sell for the city. They're also going to sell, there's a Vector building and parking lot at Oak Park that they're also planning on, that they passed a ballot proposal for.
All right. Jessie, any other business conducted?
They also did their 2012 committee assignments, but other than that, that was pretty much the big stuff.
What was the tone like? There has been some division already when they were trying to decide who was going to be the president and vice president, not only for this year but for next year. Was there a friendly tone? Were they working together?
You know, it actually it wasn't as bad as I've seen in the past. There was a couple community members that got up to speak. Well, there's actually one in particular that got up to speak that was very upset that they had taken so long to elect a president. But the members of the council themselves actually were fairly cordial with each other. It was refreshing.
All right, and tell us about last night's Lansing School District Board of Education meeting.
Yes, it was a crowded night there last night. A sea of red in the crowd. A lot of people came out to support Sexton High School and Eastern High School as well. The board itself didn't talk a lot about the school closings, which I was surprised about, but there was a lot of time spent from public comment just supporting the high school. There's even some real young kids that got up there. I was very surprised. Some kids in middle school, some really young ones coming out to support and say, you know, like, there are other options. The high school doesn't have to be closed. The public, it sounds like they really just don't want the board to take that. They don't, Dr. T.C. Wallace is rumored that he is leaving for the next year, and there's going to be a new superintendent elected. So a lot of people are suggesting, let's wait to make a decision until we get a new superintendent, because that next one is going to be in charge in deciding where the school district goes. I spoke with Guillermo Lopez after the meeting, and he said, you know, it's not certain yet that the high school is going to be closed. And there is one woman, her name is escaping me right now, but she was actually pretty upset with the Lansing State Journal for doing all this reporting as if it was certain that the high schools were going to be closing, when it's still, that's just one of the options. They're not for sure yet, but there sure was a lot of support for, you know, taking another route to save. I mean, right now, there's an estimated $20 million deficit in the Lansing School District. But this isn't something that's, you know, only us. This is something that's going on in East Lansing. This is something that's going on in Duluth. This is all over the state. I mean, we're not the only ones that are having this problem, but they're exploring their options as far as saving money.
Lansing School District Superintendent T.C. Wallace is retiring in June. We've had several different board members on, including Charles Ford this morning, Jesse, who he didn't say when a school would close, but it sounded like it could happen in 2012, and that one was going to close. So a lot of different information coming from different board members. Obviously, this is a story that we'll have to continue to follow. Any other business of interest conducted with the school board last night?
Nothing really stuck out to me.
All right. Well, Jesse, it'll be interesting to see. We've got the Eastern Quaker supporters and the Sexton Big Red supporters, and they're wearing their colors and they're trying to keep their school open. We'll continue to follow this story. Jesse Wiza is a WILS reporter. Jesse, thanks so much and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Tony.
7:43. It's 1 degree on the Tony.